Parashat Yitro, we read how Yitro, the father-in-law of Moshe, gives his son-in-law advice in establishing a judicial system where it will split the nation into different segments and have judges judging every 1,000, every 100, every 50, every 10, in order to ease up the workload on Moshe Rabbeinu. And the question of Moshe Feinstein asks is, Moshe Rabbeinu obviously understood the concept of appointing judges. Why then didn't he do it on his own? Why did he have to wait for Yitro to come and tell him something that was quite obvious? Rav Moshe answers that Moshe Rabbeinu did not do anything in his career unless he was commanded by God. Even good ideas that he had were not executed unless he had a clear sivui. He proves this point in the Perasha in Sefer Bamidbar, Perashat Matot, when Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven come to Moshe Rabbeinu and ask to live on the other side of the Jordan River. And Moshe Rabbeinu makes certain stipulations and allows them to. So says the rabbi, don't think that Moshe Rabbeinu was doing this on his own without consultation from God. The Pasuk writes in Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vaya'anu Bnei Gad uvnei Reuven lemor, and Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven answered Moshe, Et asher diber Hashem el abadecha ken na'aseh, as God has commanded you to follow, we will do. So you see, even there, Moshe Rabbeinu brought the matter to Borei Olam in order to get the approval. Here also, the Pasuk writes, when Yitro came to give Moshe the advice, he said, Im et hadavar hazeh ta'aseh, if you'll follow and do this, v'sivecha Elohim, and God will give you a commandment on it, v'yacholta amod, and then you'll be able to endure. Yitro even told Moshe Rabbeinu that it's a good idea to bring this up in front of God to get his approval. So at the end of the day, says Rabbi Feinstein, it wasn't Yitro that brought this idea to fruition. It was really the will of God that there could be, or should be, judges in Klal Yisrael. But since Yitro thought of the idea, and since he brought it up to Moshe, even though he was not the reason why it came about, but since he brought it up and he mentioned it, so they give him credit as if it was Yitro that brought the idea of judges to Klal Yisrael. But in truth, it was the will of God that wanted this, and Moshe Rabbeinu was really responding not to Yitro. He was responding to a commandment of Borei Olam in order to make the judges. That teaches us two lessons. Number one, the loyalty that Moshe Rabbeinu had as a leader, not to do anything unless he asked and got clear permission from Borei Olam. He didn't make any decisions for the Klal on his own. And number two, to show you how generous Borei Olam is, in that he gives Yitro the credit for instituting something that would have been instituted anyway by God himself, to show you that when a person has a good idea and he voices it to somebody, even though maybe the person would have done it anyway, or even he was planning on doing it, but you get the credit because you took the time out to give advice to your friend.